Hey guys, welcome back to the K-Drama Station. This is Neha and today with me I have my friend whose name is also Neha.
Hi guys.
And we're going to be reviewing Legend of the Blue Sea today. So let's get started. So Legend of the Blue Sea is basically a love story of Shimjeon, who is a mermaid and a folktale in Korea, right?
Yeah,
a mermaid folktale. And about Junjae, who was played by Lee Min Ho, and it's a witty con artist. And this whole show basically focuses on rebirth, fate, and it's a parallel love story between the present and the Joseon era. And yeah, there's a mermaid and a witty con artist. That is very new, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what made you watch the show?
I think I came across like a lot of posts on Instagram saying that the whole jealous, different types of K-drama, jealous boyfriends or something. And I don't know why, but like I just found that one scene of him being jealous of himself being like very cute. So I feel like, yeah, that was the only thing that made me watch it because I'm not, I definitely like Lee Min Ho's works, but I am not such a big fanatic or like a big fan of him. So yeah, what made you watch it, Neha?
So I have a lot of K-drama friends, right? And I remember my friends pushing me to watch it because they were like, oh, it's Lee Min Ho. And I know like a lot of friends of mine really love Lee Min Ho. And I didn't really see Lee Min Ho in any other show before this. So this is my first Lee Min Ho show. So I was like, okay, why not? And Jeon Jae-yeon is very cute. Like I've seen her before. And I wanted to see her in the show. And also the trailer of the show looked really funny. So I wanted to give it a go because it was a concept which is very new from things I've watched. So I was like, why not? Let's give it a go. So is there anything specific that stood out to you?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of things that were there, especially like her trying to connect to being in human. And it's like so vague, like because there are some specific scenes where they're like, oh, if there's someone who's watching a TV, like some television thing, and then she's like, oh, there are like small people in there, and there's like a lot of scenes like that that's there, so that's like really cute. And even like the other guy, like the guy who's like super quiet, the third, what's his name, I think Teo or something in the series. So I feel like even he was like really cute. I don't know why, but he's kind of been not existent in the show. Like he's there, but
he's not that much of a character like into the show, but he is very cute.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. It was like some sort of thing that was just drawing me to him. Because I was like, wait, I need more scenes of him.
Yeah. Okay, so I think similar to what you said, I really like the fact that because they showed that she was a mermaid that came to land and everything was new for her, the way she reacted in certain situations just seemed so funny because these are so normal to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and there is this one specific scene where Lee Min Ho and Hora are in a conversation and she wants to know where the people in the TV have gone to.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because Lee Min Ho convinces her that he is the landlord of the people that live in the TV because the TV is in his house. And it's just extremely funny how they've shown it. And I feel like her acting was so natural. It actually didn't feel like she knew these things. Like, she acted really well. I think she did really, really well for herself. And yeah, that's what stood out to me. And the whole comic part, even though the show is supposed to have like a very deep background and there's reincarnation and there's like rebirth, antiquated love and all, but I still feel like they balanced it out with the comedy.
And especially like the sarcastic character of Lee Min Ho with the naive girl. Like I feel like even that struck such a weird humor chord in my body, because it was weird, like it was still so cute, you know, just like seeing how he kept on teasing her because he kept on teasing her.
I really loved the fact that there were so many scenes where she was just so naive and like so
Curious,
childlike and
yeah.
cute. Like she was like a kid, and he was this witty guy who, you know, takes advantage of everybody. But then again, he had his whole transition in the show, and I really loved his character. I feel like it suited his personality a lot. Like he was able to pull off the character really well. And also, there's this one scene that went like viral on Instagram where he's like, disgusting shit, man. It was so funny. Like, if anybody watches K-drama and is listening to this right now, you can probably relate. If you've seen it on Instagram, if not, then you should definitely check out the show.
So the average ratings have been 17.6%.
And also, by the way, the 17th episode of this show hit a rating of 20.8%, which was one of the highest ratings ever received by a K-drama, and it also beat Goblin. And okay, let's go on and talk about what's next for the main leads.
Okay, so let's talk about what Lee Min Ho is up to. So, he actually released a short series on YouTube. I think like the duration was for like just 10 minutes, and there are just like four episodes,
Yeah.
and it has already aired. And like I
In
think like it's
Jan.
done. Like yeah, I think it came around Jan 6th, and it
Right.
ended also in like Jan 27th, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what the current news on him is. Let's hope like to see him more.
Yeah, I hope he does more stuff, but this is all that we know of currently. And let's talk about the main lead. So now that we're shooting this episode in 2021, we're only going to tell you guys what's happening this year. So Jung Ji Hyun is going to be in a show called The Cliffhanger, which is going to be a thriller, mysterious drama, and it's going to have 16 episodes, and it's going to come out on the 23rd of October, and it's going to run till December. That's actually quite long, right?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, for 16 episodes, I think like they'll like have one episode a week or something, probably. Like I'm hoping there's 2 episodes, because it like gets the wait period gets too
Too,
long.
yeah, the waiting for shows, I can't. I feel like nowadays I wait for at least like 7 episodes to come out and then I start watching.
Yeah, because like it's so much more preferable rather than the thing is that because we end up watching so many new shows at the same time, then it becomes very difficult to like connect to the stories.
Yeah, and because nowadays a lot of fantasy is coming out, I keep getting confused between the
Yeah,
storylines.
same
And then you have
here.
to keep waiting every week for it. So, yeah. And then they come out on the same day, so you're like, oh, didn't this just happen?
I know, and then you like spend the entire night just watching that because you need to get done like all of the scenes, all the
Yeah.
episodes.
And all the episodes come out really late in India. So that's even like worse for us. And another thing that she is doing, the main lead, Chon Jin Yeon, is that she's coming up with a one episode thing that is on July 23rd. It's going to be on Netflix, by the way. It's called Ashen of the North, and it's going to be a very mysterious historic piece, and I actually have no idea what to expect. But again, like I don't know if I've ever seen her do something like this before, so let's see, something we can look forward to. Okay, so how did you feel after watching Legend of the Blue Sea?
To be honest, I mean, I was kind of hoping for like a more intel on how their life goes ahead. I felt like they could like tell us a lot more about the other people doing
In the show,
stuff.
like the side
Yeah. Yeah, the
characters.
side characters. So, but all in all, to be honest, it was a great show.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't actually know what to expect. I just went there after watching one scene, that one Instagram. So I had
That is
zero
actually
intel.
how I started watching Goblin,
Oh my
because there
God.
is this one scene on Instagram where he's watching a movie and then he throws popcorn at the screen.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah. I think like
yeah.
when he was like depressed or something.
He would,
Okay.
yeah,
And
so
you know,
that scene is what got me to watch Goblin. So I understand what you're saying, like that one scene that gets you to watch the show.
to be honest, I have never been like a fantasy or a historic drama
Oh,
person, and I
same.
started when Neha recommended me to watch Goblin, and I
Yeah.
think after that, like for some reason, it just struck a chord, and then I haven't denied watching fantasy dramas, and that's why I
Yeah.
think like I was like, oh, okay, let's just like watch it and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I feel like me too. I only like agreed to even watch this because I had seen Goblin and I really liked it. And I was like, I really like the way these, you know, Korean dramas are like in fantasy, because I've seen Indian fantasy shows,
they don't seem
and they're really like they don't make sense.
So unrealistic,
like, and it doesn't make sense. Like there's snakes and it doesn't make any sense. But these also I won't say they completely make sense, but again, like it's good fantasy, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, stuff, like, at least it keeps you interested, you know? Yeah. Interested fantasy.
I don't want to pause. Like, I don't want to switch it off. I want to keep watching. I want to know what happens. So, yeah.
So, all in all, it was, like, a great show, great to be honest. Like, I think struck, you like, everything. Watch it. Like, you know, there was, like, sadness. There was
comedy.
There was comedy.
There were tears, yeah.
Yeah, there was sarcastic humor. There
it was, really good. Yeah, it was a very overall show. Feel like it was one of those shows that you couldn't pause.
Yeah. Definitely.
And, okay, so I feel like you guys know how we felt, like we really liked it. And I think I would give it like an 8.5 or a 9.
Yeah, I think I would give it an 8 because
okay, so 8 like, to 8.5.
Yeah.
So around that. So it's good. Like, we've seen better, but I think this is pretty good for fantasy.
Yeah, this is, yeah, definitely.
And an audience that this would suit would be anybody that's looking for something funny or something very different.
And like a different kind of romance also, to be honest. Like, we're so sick of the mainly being rich boy and the poor girl.
Yeah.
Honestly, like,
so this is different. Yeah. Like, there is rich and poor in this, but it's a very different spectrum of rich and poor. So I think, why not? And some shows, Neha, what did you watch after this to get over this show?
I think W2 Worlds was like good.
Yeah. That's also very different.
Like, yeah. Like, even My Love from the Stars, I think that's also like a fantasy sort of a mixture.
Even Goblin, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, Goblin is definitely obviously similar.
And The King. Again, that's Lee Min-ho.
So, I feel like, I watched The King after this.
I watched The King after this. I watched Airs also after this.
Yeah.
I really like that too. There's a lot of K-dramas we really like, guys, clearly. So we will keep you updated on the ones that we recommend. But this you should definitely go and watch. And that's it from us. If you want to hear anything else from us, anything you want us to review, hit us up on Instagram at the K-Drama Station. And thank you, guys.
Thanks for having me. I hope you all give more love to this amazing thing that they're doing.
Thank you. See you, guys. Bye.